Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ninem Hang Sing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. More from our Delhi correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. The World Trade Center has transformed the area by replacing over 600 dilapidated quarters with state-of-the-art commercial towers, offering around 34 lakh square feet of premium commercial space with advanced amenities. The GPRA quarters include 28 towers that house over 2,500 residential units. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. It includes offices, auditorium, advanced data center, among others. Suparna Sankhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects at Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. Employment generation in the country has witnessed growth of 36% during the last 10 years. According to the Labour and Employment Ministry, over 17 crore additional jobs were created from 2014 to 2024. The ministry said around 4 crore 60 lakh jobs have been generated in the country in the last 1 year. The ministry said the employment growth rate of 36% achieved between 2014 to 2024 is far better than the growth of 7% registered from 2004 to 2014. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called upon Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, to explore the possibility of including startups in its research and development efforts. Addressing the 67th Foundation Day of the organisation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said it will promote valuable exchange of ideas and provide an opportunity for the Indian defence sector to come out with innovative technologies. Governor-designate of Manipur Ajay Kumar Bhalla will be sworn in today at Raj Bhavan in Imphal. Mr. Bhalla is a retired IAS officer and served as Home Secretary for nearly 5 years till August last year. He will succeed Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who assumed office as Governor of Manipur in July last year. National Payments Corporation of India (NPCI) has said that Unified Payments Interface (UPI) has processed nearly 16.73 billion financial transactions in a single month in December last year. UPI processed around 23.25 lakh crore rupees in the transactions done. NPCI said that there was a 39% of year-on-year growth in the transactions count and 28% in year-on-year growth in the transaction amount. It also said that the average daily transaction amount has reached 74,990 crore rupees last month. The Ministry of Home Affairs has amended the Model Prison Manual 2016 and the Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act 2023 in compliance with a Supreme Court verdict. The step has been taken to address the issue of caste-based discrimination of the inmates. In October last year, the Supreme Court had directed the Union Government and states to revise their prison manuals and rules to address caste-based discrimination in prisons. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has announced the constitution of a working group to revise the base year for the Wholesale Price Index (WPI) from the existing 2011-12 to 2022-23. The 18-member working group, chaired by Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog, comprises representatives from various government departments, economic advisory bodies, and non-official experts. The government has said that more than 15 lakh electric vehicles have been incentivized under the Faster Adoption and Manufacturing of Electric Vehicles FAME II scheme. This includes over 14 lakh two-wheelers, 1.59 lakh three-wheelers and over 22,000 four-wheeler electric vehicles. The scheme was formulated in 2015 to improve the infrastructure required for the large-scale use of electric vehicles. It said the government is taking several initiatives to give greater emphasis on providing affordable and environment-friendly public transportation options for the masses. In the US, at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. local time near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the cowardly terrorist attack in New Orleans. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India's thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.